Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, well, we haven't even gotten to this. We are about to jump into it right now, there is reportedly one of our coworkers is...
Don't mention her by name.
Well, you just said it was a her, so that narrows down the playing field. But a millennial coworker that we have, female, obviously... heated about your little take that you're about to deliver.
And I'm sorry.
Stay out of the studio.
Yeah,
you can't come in here.
No millennials allowed.
She's trying to come through the door. Now, keep her out of here.
We haven't even started it yet. Please. All right. Are you aware of this new controversy? And you say, well, you're making it up. No. Over the weekend, the New York Post did a big story on it. The Washington Post did a big story on it. And the story is millennials without kids are clogging up Disney World. Clogging it up. Tromping around being millennials. You know, 27-year-old Jimmy and 28-year-old Susie and or Tamara or whatever you people call yourselves these days.
30-year-old Lori.
Yeah. 28-year-old Kyle. And they're there walking around taking selfies and pretending like they're kids. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not for you.
Well, wait, what's the problem? So what was the basis of the story?
Well, I'll tell you the problem. Here's the lead.
I'll read
you the lead in the Washington Post. Millennials are blamed for ruining everything from trust funds to cereal to mayonnaise. It's true. You people won't eat the regular mayonnaise anymore.
I love mayonnaise.
But now they're also getting grief for something they love, Disney theme parks. On Friday, New York Post writer Johnny Oleksinski lit a match with this headline, "Sorry, childless millennials going to Disney World is weird." He says, "Letting a kid's brand control your adult life leads to stupidity and cultural ignorance, not to mention immaturity."
Okay, look, I'll say
many
this.
Millennials are fine with sticking to a whole new world's cute song rather than exploring a whole new world. Hold on. This was in response to a article written by a mother whose Walt Disney World vacation was ruined by childless couples. Long lines and her unhappy three-year-old, and the millennials were to blame. She wrote, "People without children need to be banned."
Okay.
What say you?
I'll say this, and the phone number is 248-539-9797. I agree. I've always thought it was weird when adults, like I have people I know that they'll post on their social medias going to Disney, you know, me
do
and
they
the
buy the ears?
Whatever it is. Yeah, they do the ears. They do the round the world, Epcot, all that, you know, whatever it is. I definitely think it's weird. I don't understand why you would think that that's a great vacation. I would also say this for the parents that are all, little Susie didn't get to ride the ride, had to wait an extra half hour. How many times have kids ruined things for us people that don't have kids?
Okay, that's...
Come on.
That's true, like in a restaurant or something.
Yes.
But
an airplane, I had a kid bump in the back of my seat morning long
Little
on my flight.
Little monsters should be dealt with. I agree. But Disney World, I would contend, is the one thing or the biggest thing in America that is geared to kids. Kids from the youngest age have Disney bombarded at them. And when they finally get to an age and their mom and dad can afford to take them to Orlando, it is magical for them. It really is.
I remember going.
I took my nieces and nephews and I went as a kid and it was magical.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell makes it magical for millennials? Reliving your childhood, or in the case of the unknown person in this station here, she said she's just never been and she wants to see.
It's a big honeymoon spot, too.
Yeah,
oh,
see,
come
now,
on.
See, now
no,
that.
I'm just crazy. I have heard that and read that the past maybe 5-10 years that people take their honeymoons to Disney World. It's ridiculous.
I've actually heard the same things. Like, what is the allure? What toss on the Mickey Mouse ears and a little role play or something? Is that
is that
what really gets it going on the honeymoon? Huh?
Oh, the furries go there, don't they? The little mouse
you
furries.
You can borrow Mickey's head. You know,
here's my point. Okay. The phone number is 248-539-9797. The ticket text is 97136. I'm not telling people what they can and can't do.
Yes,
I get
are.
That. No. I'm not saying it's creepy weird. I'm saying it is clogging. It's mostly for kids. And if you've ever been to Disney World, the place is packed. I think it's ruined. Kids are crying. Parents are sweating and look miserable. And here come the little millennials tromping in. Hi, we're getting our experience. Get out of the way.
The line's already long enough.
Yes.
And part of the reason, too, which is kind of a separate issue, though, is because a lot of the times when they sell these fast pass tickets, and I'm sure people can attest to this, they go to Cedar Point. When you buy these fast pass tickets, they sell way too many of them,
mm-hmm.
and these fast lines get crowded too. So my point is the lines are already long enough. You don't need millennials stepping in front of kids as if they're an autograph collector's baseball game and getting in the way for kids.
And here's the other point. Because millennials are late 20s, early 30s, and if we're talking about ones without kids, they probably have more disposable income. So they buy all the fast passes while the poor couple with three crying kids can't afford it because they have three crying kids. They just wanted to fill their children's dream.
Okay.
And Bogey is standing there taking a selfie in front of a Minnie Mouse.
Goofy, can you sign my autograph book? Come here.
Kicking
kids out of the way, pushing them out of the way.
You've already destroyed casual restaurants, the casual chain restaurants.
Please.
Because you need all your little funky places.
Look, you know, we just want to go to creative places. You know, that's all it is, okay? And we want fresh stuff. That's it. But I will say, too, kids can't ride all of the rides at Disney World. You know, like, so if you are older or taller, you know, whatever it is, aren't you riding separate rides as opposed to what the little, you know, whippersnappers are able to go on?
Well, no, the really little whippersnappers can't ride everything. But once you get to a certain, like Kyle Murray can't ride everything. But once you get to a certain
Kyler
age,
Murray. Okay, you got to pronounce his name right. We're going to make fun of his height. You said Kyle Murray.
Kyler Murray.
Like Mike Hart. He's a short little guy, too.
Yeah, right.
D'Antonio did the measurement, right?
But you can't.
What if there was a sign of D'Antonio? They have to have a ride where D'Antonio has the photo of him measuring Mike Hart.
You have to.
He must be this high.
Above this hand or you can't go on the ride.
But what he did, it was like 4 feet, I think. But anyhow, yes, you can. Parents ride with the kids. And listen, I used to live in Florida. I've probably been to Disney World 20 times. Never went without nieces and nephews, okay? To have tons of nieces and nephews. And to me, it was always the thrill on their face and, you know, the game. Or if you play some of those games, Uncle Bobby here is going to win you a stuffed animal. And I could hit those shots where it goes into the basketball hoop with the long net, but it's a narrower hoop. I was pretty good
at that.
Those are
so tough.
Wow.
Yeah,
they're very tough.
But you've been to Disney World, as you said, several times. The thing is, too, with this, millennials going, think about how freaking expensive it is to go to Disney World.
Yes,
and what these younger people, the destinations they could go besides Disney World. It is so damn expensive to take a family to Disney
and
World
crowded
and take a couple people.
Hot.
It's crazy.
Oh.
Think about this. You're going on vacation, right? And you want to go, say you want to go to an all-inclusive. Probably not the Dominican Republic right now. We'll just say that. But Cancun, Cabo, you know, go hang out with Zeke Elliott in Cabo, right, while he's doing this holdout. What do you want to look for? You want to look for all-inclusive, you know, obviously beautiful resort. You want to make sure the reviews are good. And what else? Adult only. Like, you have to do that if you're going to do the all-inclusive, right?
You would think.
Look, here's the thing. You should never go to a honeymoon to Disney. You should never do that. That's a loser mentality in my mind.
I think so.
You should never do that.
Right.
But I've been affected by the individual in this office. Because before the show, I said, this is crazy. You should not go without kids. But I'm changing my stance. You know what?
What?
People can do what they want to do. If they want to go to Disney.
Oh, because she got mad at you
me. No, she didn't get mad at me. She got mad at you. But it made me think, you know what? Do whatever you want to do.
Boy.
Because now I'm listening to the quote of that woman. Oh, they're in my kids' way. You know what?
That was kind of a whiny quote.
You are sounding like, I'm not going to say it, but you sound crazy.
If Hatchet rolls over that easy for a female coworker, Mrs. Hatchet must really be in control at home.
Not necessarily the coworker. It's the quote. I can't take that quote.
The quote is pretty whiny.
Do what you want to do, millennials.
No,
because here's the thing. Disney World and the honeymoon.
It is an American tradition, a rite of passage.
For kids.
You're right. When your kids reach a certain age, you're forced. I don't even care if you can't afford it. You're forced to take out a loan, take them down there, drag them crying through Disney World. Mm-hmm. Hopefully they'll throw up on two or three rides.
Scare them bleepless.
Get cotton candy stuck in their hair. Win them some little trinket. And then you're set. It's not for you people to go around and trying to find the one place that serves wine or
beer.
See,
that's the thing, though. Have they made it more millennial adult
that's
friendly?
What I wanna know.
No, they really haven't. It's still not much alcohol at all. Very limited places.
Dude, if you're taking your kids there, and I've thought about this, you know, down the road when I have kids.
Oh, boy.
There better be several bars around these
you
parks
have to
where
go,
you can go to.
That's
you
the only way to enjoy it.
Certain areas, I forget the... The one area.
There's the around the world, like Neverland deal or something like that, right? And there
you
can drink beer around the world, like beer from every single country.
That's a different, that's Epcot, though, I think.
You mean to tell me that out of all the Disney parks, that not even every single park serves alcohol?
No, Epcot is known for that, obviously, but Disney World, I think, is the one outside of Universal Studios that resists that.
Like
Magic
Kingdom, and Animal Kingdom and all that stuff. They don't, there's not a bar you can walk around and get drinks while you're forced to go watch your kids ride these stupid
rides. I'm going to look that up to see, because I haven't been there in a little while.
All right, ask your little question here, 248-539-9797. We'll get straight to the calls coming up.
Should millennials be, and I'm not saying ban them, I know that's a joke, but is that odd that millennials without kids are going to Disney World? Or do you think people with kids are whining their asses off when my kid has to wait in line because all these childless couples are clogging it up? 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. I'm going to go find that person that was mad at me and tell her to listen to these calls.
Straight to the phones coming up. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.